The showdown between the Trump administration and Colombia over deported migrants is over. But what happens to the tariffs the president threatened to impose? And much-needed rain in Southern California brings new concerns to the region. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Monday, January 27, 2025. Colombia accepts deported migrants after tariff showdown with Trump. The Trump administration claimed a quick and decisive victory after Colombia agreed to allow the U.S. to transport repatriated migrants back to the South American country. Early Sunday, January 26th, Colombia blocked two U.S. military planes carrying deportees from landing. Colombian President Gustavo Petro said the U.S. can't treat Colombian migrants like criminals. President Donald Trump responded to the move on Truth Social, announcing emergency 25% tariffs on all imports from Colombia, which would be raised to 50% in a week, a travel ban for Colombian citizens, and a revocation of visas for Colombian officials in the U.S. Within hours, Petro threatened a 25% retaliatory tariff increase on the U.S. in a series of social media posts objecting to the use of military planes and the treatment of migrants. However, by late Sunday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Colombia's government agreed to the unrestricted acceptance of migrants from Colombia without limitation or delay. Leavitt added tariffs and financial sanctions will be held in reserve but not signed. Still, the visa sanctions against Colombian officials and stricter customs inspections of Colombian nationals and cargo ships ordered by Trump earlier Sunday will remain in effect until the first plane load of Colombian deportees is successfully returned. Leavitt's statement said other countries should take notice and fully cooperate in accepting its deportees who were in the U.S. illegally. Israel-Hamas ceasefire moves forward after weekend issues. Early Monday, January 27th, Qatar announced an agreement was reached to release an Israeli civilian hostage and allow Palestinians to return to northern Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said in a statement that the hostage release, which is set for Thursday, January 30th, will include civilian hostage Arbel Yehud and female soldier Agam Berger. As of Monday morning, Palestinians are now allowed to return to northern Gaza on foot. They were set to start returning on Saturday, January 26th, but Israel put that on hold because of Yehud, whom Israel said should have been released on Saturday. However, Israel did release 200 Palestinian prisoners Saturday as part of the second phase of an exchange in the ceasefire deal that saw Hamas release four female Israeli soldiers. Trump weighed in on the issue over the weekend, suggesting most of Gaza's population be temporarily resettled in other countries, such as Egypt and Jordan, to just clean out the war-ravaged enclave. Egypt, Jordan, and the Palestinian Authority rejected his idea. Bird feathers found in engines of crashed South Korean plane report authorities investigating last month's deadly passenger jet crash at South Korea's Muan Airport said they found evidence a bird may have caused the plane to go down. A preliminary report released Monday said duck feathers and bloodstains were found in both engines of the jet that crashed into a concrete structure that houses a localizer, killing 179 of the 181 people on board. The localizer aids in the navigation of an aircraft approaching the runway. The report said investigators will examine the jet engines and concrete structure further to determine the role each played in the deadliest plane crash on South Korean soil. Rain brings relief to wildfire-devastated Los Angeles area. Thousands of South California residents displaced by deadly wildfires hope to return to their homes, or what remains of them, Monday, as the area sees its first significant rainfall in months. A slow-moving rainstorm settled over Southern California on Sunday, bringing much-needed relief as three major wildfires, now mostly contained, scorched the already devastated area. However, this morning, major concerns about mudslides, flash flooding, and toxic ash emerged. Experts said rain that falls on recently burned areas picks up contaminants from ash, charred vehicles, and other debris, and can carry pollutants into the ecosystem and water supply. Forecasters said rain showers will continue into Monday afternoon. New CIA analysis says COVID-19 outbreak more likely came from lab leak. The CIA now says the COVID-19 pandemic more likely started with a lab leak rather than originating from animals. However, the agency said it would continue evaluating any new intelligence reporting. On Saturday, a CIA spokesperson said the pandemic's research-related origin is more likely than a natural origin based on the available body of reporting. However, analysts said they have low confidence in that assessment, despite former CIA Director Bill Burns telling the agency it needed to look at the existing evidence again and come down on one side or the other. The decision to release that assessment marks one of the first made under the CIA's new Trump-appointed director, John Ratcliffe, who took over the agency on Thursday, January 23rd. The country has argued over the origin of COVID-19, with other agencies like the FBI and the Energy Department believing the coronavirus most likely came from a leak in a lab in Wuhan, China, and not the theory of an infected animal at an outdoor market, which other intelligence agencies have favored. Chiefs to meet Eagles in Super Bowl rematch Super Bowl LX is now set for Sunday, February 9th in New Orleans. The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles will play for the title in a rematch from 2 years ago. The Chiefs will attempt to win three consecutive Super Bowls. The defending champs knocked off the Buffalo Bills 32-29 in a thriller at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday night. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes ran for two touchdowns while its defense held off Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. The Bills led going into the fourth quarter 22-21, but Mahomes led his team down the field twice, including a game-winning field goal by Harrison Butker with just over 3 minutes left. In the first game of the day, the Philadelphia Eagles put up 55 points, the most ever in a conference championship game, and routed the upstart Washington Commanders 55-23. Eagles star running back Saquon Barkley ran for three touchdowns, including a 60-yarder on the team's first play from scrimmage. Quarterback Jalen Hurts also showed up to play, running for three touchdowns as well.